And we're wrapping up our stint with the Cowboys here today in Oxnard after a week and a half here in Southern Cal. And we have had a little help covering the team. Right now, our longtime friend and sports correspondent, Ribby Paltz, publisher of the Paltz NFL Draft Newsletter, files this exclusive report interviewing a very famous Dallas Cowboy, Richard Ash.
Ribby Paltz here with the good time man. This is old Richard Ash with us. How you doing, Richard?
I'm doing well, yourself?
Good, we're doing good here. You having fun with the football playing?
I'm having a great time, man.
Yeah? You out here all the time for the football?
All the time, that's all I do.
Did you hear about the Scaramucci?
I don't even know what that is.
Scaramucci was the communications director for the White House. He stepped down. How much Johnny Walker Blue do you think Jerry's going to have this weekend at that Hall of Fame thing now?
I believe he's going to have a lot. He loves it, so.
He's getting in the Hall of Fame. If there's ever a time to get really, really faced, it's at the Hall of Fame.
I would agree. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Hey, I wasn't here for the first week. Who was guarding Lucky Whitehead's dog while he was here at camp?
I have no comment on that.
Yeah, I guess you don't have to worry about that no more, do you?
No comment on that.
Is there any chance that the Tony Romo shows up, you know, to try to sneak in practice, take a few snaps?
I believe he will. I believe he will.
Just kind of act like nothing happened?
I believe he'll come out here.
Since Tony's not here this year, do you think the offense will stop having to practice, you know, tackling defenders at the interception?
No comment on that.
We're having fun here. Just having a little bit of fun, that's all. Ribby Paltz, stay here with the player, man. All right. Jason Garrett, the robot red-headed coach. Have you spoken with him personally?
Yes, I had a chance to speak with Coach Garrett.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
And how did that go?
It went great. He encourages me and makes me feel great about myself, so I can't argue about that.
No malfunctions?
No malfunctions.
All right, good deal.
Well-oiled machine.
Yeah. Now, Jason Garrett said it's up to the whole organization to help Zeke Elliott make better decisions. Can they start with that haircut? I mean, that thing's horrible.
I think Zeke's a trendsetter with that haircut.
You think so?
I think he is.
I haven't seen anybody getting that haircut yet.
Mine was like that until I got this in my head, so.
Well, I think you made an improvement. You look good. You look very dapper.
Thank you.
All right. Did you hear about the Yu Darvish getting traded to the Dodger?
No, I didn't. I didn't keep up with that.
So let me get this straight. He's got a losing record. He's got an ERA of over 4, but he's got a ton of strikeouts. And that's what makes Yu Darvish. You know. Can you believe Craig Rosengarten's still on radio?
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's my point. Tell me a little bit about Caitlyn Jenner.
I can tell you, she's a great person.
Think she's still got a p***?
I have no clue.
You would have guessed.
I have no clue. I wouldn't want to find
out. Don't even want to guess.
I wouldn't want to find out. No.
Thank you for being such a good player, man. We wish you luck here with the Dallas Football Cowboys, the damn Dallas Football Cowboys.
Thank you, man.
There you go, huh?
Richard Ash. I think you'll see him play tomorrow night.
Yeah, for sure.
The great Richard Ash.
Oh, yes. I don't know about that.
Good time player, man. From Western Michigan.
Uh-huh.
First to Jacksonville Jaguar, and Dallas stole him away.
Mm-hmm. The damn Richard Ash.
That's funny that Ribby had the same cadence on Yu Darvish as our promo guy does.
Yeah, and Eric
and
Nadell.
Eric Nadell.
So strange that everyone always has to say it the exact same way.
I enjoyed that.